point, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, find them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No. It's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we've got to put a spotlight on the geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, you've got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty. Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one cracking day, for Cylons to bring us out of possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it.
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars of this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight?
Shit! Oh, fucking take all you want! I got a Spider-Man t-shirt.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
What's up?
How are you?
Hi.
Hi. That's it? I said, how are you? I get silence. You would think that it was hot outside or
listen,
or perhaps
listen.
Disgusting, but it's lovely today.
You need to listen to me.
What am I doing wrong?
Very rough week for Scapegoat and I.
What's the matter?
It's just a very rough week, and we're going to leave it at that.
All right.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Look, we all have rough weeks from time to time. It happens.
Uh-huh.
But the most important thing is really that we're here.
Can I just put this out there?
Sure.
Your son
doesn't
share cookies with me.
My son doesn't share shit with anybody.
That's my son. Just saying.
I wouldn't share cookies with you either. I mean, let's be honest.
Wow, that's just mean. Well, now we know where it comes from. Belligerent child.
I mean, I would probably buy your own cookie, but I don't know that I would share my cookie.
That's even nicer.
Right, but my son...
That's backpedaling. That's not nicer.
My son's income currently is like a Tonka truck, a half-chewed Lego brick.
That kid has got...
and
mad.
A busted crayon.
Look, that kid has a giant drum of animal crackers.
He does.
And I can't even get an animal cracker. Nah.
You just gotta take them.
It's the shittiest cookie on the planet.
Just
I would never take a child's cookie.
It's not sure you should. Asking. I do it.
You're his father. Yeah, you're kind of allowed.
I'm giving you permission. Just take it. Like, don't do it while he can see you.
You're like man. You're telling him to execute a heist.
That's it.
Distract him over here.
Listen, I'm gonna put it out. I'm gonna just explain something real quick. You could take it in front of him, right? But the repercussion will be screaming child.
Right.
Which is easy because you walk away.
I know.
But let me tell you who you can't walk away from. My wife. And we leave the screaming child with my wife when we're doing this show.
That's true.
You got to pay the piper eventually.
I hear you. You did.
Busted
you did.
Kneecap and slashed tires if you're
at
not
least.
Careful.
You at did least. You did discipline him the other week. I did not discipline him, sir.
I believe you did.
I admonished him. Oh, well, in that case, let's use another synonym. Let us continue with the show.
Or
move on.
That's
yes,
right.
Because
moving
this
right
is
along.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode number 302. Back to form.
That's right.
Now
right.
We've recovered from the debauchery of episode 300.
Correct.
And we slid haphazardly through episode 301. So now we're gonna tighten it up.
Right.
We're gonna get to the things we have to get to with
And the three of us have made a commitment to not go off on ridiculous tangents. That's one of our new features that we're rolling
Speaking
out.
Speaking of which.
Open shop.
Good one. Way to blow it in like the first minute.
That's what she said.
The entire first 2 minutes of the show.
I really apologize.
Not do that's what she said jokes. Apparently that one is also blown.
No, we're making that commitment now.
That's what she said.
Wow. I want to apologize to our half of the female listener out
and,
there.
And I'm so glad we called this episode Back to Form because we truly, truly are. I want to say hi-ho to everyone that attended PowerCon this last weekend. I am...
That's a thing.
It is a thing. PowerCon. Yeah. I'm regretting that we didn't go because from the sound of it, it sounded like it was a hoot and a half.
There are a lot of cons that sound real, like RetroCon, right?
Right.
It was something that happened, I think, a couple
and Dragon,
weeks
ago. There's some Dragon Con.
Well, that's still, you know.
That's humongous.
I would like to go to Dragon Con.
I would like to go to Dragon
Especially now that the Kid Toucher's out of the picture.
Yeah.
I would like to go to Dragon
Con. Well, I don't know. I hadn't heard of PowerCon, and all of a sudden everybody's talking about PowerCon.
Yes. I've heard of it in the past, I believe.
Really?
But,
yeah, well, in any event,
I googled it, so now I'm familiar.
So there you go.
It was well attended, apparently.
It was.
Our friends, the Four Horsemen, were there revealing some brand new Power Lords.
The Power
products,
Lords figures, yeah.
Which apparently did very well, so good for them. And yeah, apparently we knew a bunch of people who were actually at that.
Since we're talking about cons,
uh-huh.
For the record, 3 weeks. I, for one, am not ready.
Wow.
Is for
it,
New York Comic Con.
3 weeks?
It's 3 weeks.
Oh, I thought you were talking about how you were going to steal something.
Well, that too, but that's at...
You mean conventions.
No. Yes. Yes, 3 weeks. Technically,
wow.
Technically, 3 weeks from today is the Hasbro cocktail party.
Oh, that's right.
And move-in for New York Comic Con. Tomorrow is 3 weeks.
Did you make your plans now with your wife?
I believe that I will be able to attend this
year. Oh, my God, dude. Yeah. There's no way.
Yeah, I believe I'll be
I'm not even doing an episode that day.
No. We never do an episode directly before.
Oh, that's true.
We don't. That's always a...
So for those of us who may not know what you're talking about...
Hasbro, each year, for members of the press and collectors community, has a cocktail party. This is going to be the third one, actually. So I shouldn't say each year, but... Now it's each year.
Yeah.
3 years, right? Cocktail party the night before New York Comic Con,
yes.
In which they both highlight some stuff that they've already announced but will be coming out soon, and sort of announce some stuff that is coming down the pipe.
Last year.
That's pretty cool.
OG was not able to attend, but I was. And that's where they revealed, I think, almost the entire line of Star Wars Angry Birds stuff.
Right.
They showed Star Trek Creo.
Right.
There for the first time. I think they showed it there for the first time. And some other things as well. And it was actually a really great party. They had a lot of dignitaries and people that we know.
That's right.
It's like half press conference, half fun.
Yeah.
If you
yeah.
will. Not it's, that a press conference isn't fun, but you know what I mean.
It's a good excuse to get a bunch of members of our little community together to both eat, drink, and look at toys. That's really what it is.
That's good. Yeah.
It's a perfect event.
It was.
Sounds cool.
And I'd be glad to have an extra pair of hands if they decide to give away the room like they
Word.
Did last year.
Word. While we're talking about New York Comic Con, I guess we can make an announcement, right? We have a booth number.
Two.
Ooh.
Yeah, Z16 and Z17.
Now, I don't know what that means.
All right. So here's the thing. Traditionally speaking, Artist Alley is the lettered rose.
Right.
However... The podcast arena has not been in Artist Alley in quite some time.
At least a couple years.
So I don't know if they've moved us. And I should also say that the other podcasts, it appears, are in rows double A.
And we're in what row?
In Z.
Oh.
So my guess is
they be next
Z,
to us?
And then AA
us.
Is directly behind us.
Uh-huh.
Or depending on which way Z faces. Right.
Right.
But still, because the floor map is not out.
Two booths.
Yes.
This is on the website if you wanted to take a look.
It is on the website. Right.
Oh, is
so
the
if
map
you go,
up?
No.
The
no,
map
no,
is
no.
not
oh.
up. But if you go to the exhibitor search and look up Bukowski stuff, you can find us. And you should add us to your My Show planner.
Yeah, please do that.
Definitely
please
do that.
That helps the show. So we do have booth numbers. The announcement on exclusives, I think, is going to come later this week.
Okay.
For at least two of the three, possibly. Three of the three, but
I may have a dark horse in the running as well.
So there you go. So with that, I think we probably should move on with the rest of the show.
Great,
do
it.
Do that.
Geek
stuff. What's in the news?
Five.
C. See, there you go. Back to form. Can we go back to the old form, though, where you don't actually say the five?
Okay.
All right, thank you. So let's start with this is odd. We're not going with big. We're going with odd first.
All right.
Escape from Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now, I hadn't heard about this until recently. Last week, actually, last Wednesday, a couple of listeners actually pointed it out to me. And then another listener followed up and was like, are you going to be talking about this? Because you didn't last week. And I was like, what are you talking about?
So we're talking about it this week.
So we are talking about this week.
Well,
so
I want to open up that I didn't think that this sequel to Escape from New York would come so quickly on the heels of Escape from L.A. But I'm really glad to hear that they have decided to push ahead while Kurt Russell is young.
Remember Tangents? Remember Tangents? That's a tangent.
This is a bit.
Well, we could argue.
You know, they are actually making an Escape from New York remake.
It's been in pre-production hell for 10 years.
Developmental hell.
So Escape from Tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is the little indie sci-fi. Is it a horror?
Weird. I think it's a horror.
Or is it thriller?
I'm pretty sure it's a horror.
Horror thriller.
Is there any dancing in it?
There's a lot of black and white and a lot of creepy music and some stuff. So
it premiered at Sundance.
Yes.
Right?
It happened.
Mm-hmm. And thus far, and we should say the VOD release date is October 5th, I want to say.
Thereabouts.
And thus far, the House of Mouse has not put a stop to it. Now, let's talk about
I believe they can't.
Why can they not? They can, but most people think they don't have a good case.
No, it had something to do...
let's talk about what it is first. So this was an independent horror film that was shot almost... Was it almost exclusively?
I think it's pretty... It's just...
At
it's just in
Disneyland?
Yeah. One of them.
Right?
Yeah. Disneyland, but all gorilla shot.
All gorilla shot.
Right.
Disney
World. Okay. It was Disney World.
There are some things that you will recognize, right? But he didn't actually film anything that was like
logo worthy,
right? No logos, right? No actual like characters, but like stuff on rides. Like there's one of the shots is clearly shot on It's a Small World,
right?
Right. So or a couple of shots are clearly shot on It's a Small World, and it's about a guy who has a psychotic break, right? But I don't entirely know the plot of the movie.
Well, the trailer's out. Are we going to link that up?
We will link the trailer. But the trailer doesn't give away a ton of information. The trailer
is kind of good, but at least gives you an idea of what you're getting into.
So it definitely looks a bit – it looks interesting. I think it's interesting that Disney isn't doing anything about it. That's certainly a good thing, maybe.
Maybe they can't.
When did you ever think you'd hear that?
Disney can't do anything about it.
I think it has to do with fair use.
Right.
And it has to do with, for example, if you're shooting a movie, because we hate getting permits when we shoot movies.
Right.
If you're shooting a movie in Times Square.
Right.
And in the background of Times Square, there are displays with Samsung and all these
Correct.
Companies or whatever. Then you don't have to pay them and you don't have to deal with them because that's a public space.
Correct.
So I believe they violated like the terms and conditions of the ticket because you're not supposed to shoot there. But once you're on that area, if you happen to be shooting something, and there's like a very gray area.
You can shoot video while you're there because billions of people shoot family video while you're there.
Yes.
The question is how it's distributed and then earning a profit off of it.
Yeah.
That.
But it's also that it's social commentary. And social commentary and parody fall into fair use also.
Well, what I read was that the likelihood is that Disney is going to let it go.
Yeah.
Right? And if it's hugely successful, they're still not going to stop it, but they're going to go behind the scenes and just be like,
buy
10%.
It. They'll just buy
or
it.
Or whatever it is.
You know, honestly, I think it's cool that Disney is not doing anything about
it. I agree with that.
Right? It's almost like, if they do it the wrong way, they would say, we hate indie movies.
Right.
You know what I mean? And squash this.
Isn't that true?
They like
buying indie movies.
It's a no-win situation for them. Because if they squash it, right, they're going to get all this flack from people saying, come on, man, you're a $1 billion company. You can't blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right? But if they don't do something to protect it, if it's too successful, then the way copyright laws work, right, you have to be like...
This isn't
crazy tenuous about protecting your.
They did lose $4 billion last year.
I don't think Star Wars.
Yeah.
I don't think that this movie is going to be hugely successful.
No, I don't think so.
This is an indie black and white shot on a Canon, right. 5D, whatever. The audio was recorded on iPhones.
And it's not getting a theatrical release, right? It's only getting a VOD on release.
It's
going to
be a cult film, right, which may make its money back.
Right.
Maybe. You know, I don't think Disney has any reason to squash it. It's good. They got some press for it.
Right.
You know,
who's doing the toys?
I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere in the background, at some point in time, Disney's just like, look, you gotta give us a cut because we could make your life a little bit more difficult if we wanted to.
You know what the cooler thing would be? If they offered them jobs.
Doing what?
Doesn't matter.
Shooting shitty black and white movies on Disney
making
property?
No stuff. No, but I don't know. I have not seen it yet.
Yeah.
The release date is October 11th.
I knew it was October something.
October 11th.
Standalone Star Wars movie. Okay.
We'll talk about that next. Conceptually, I think it sounds
cool. It's an interesting idea.
The trailer, I mean, clearly it's shot guerrilla style, so you can't. How do you critique the cinematography?
You can't.
You can't, right?
There's some cool, weird, out there stuff that if you've ever been to Disney World, you're like, oh, that's that thing, and that's that thing. You know, it is guerrilla style, and I'm sure the technical limitations of how to shoot it and who the actors were and everything, but not great actors.
Do we know what it was shot on?
Yeah, it was a Canon 5D Mark II.
Oh, it was a 5D. Okay.
So it looked like they were taking pictures. Then the scripts and everything were on iPhones, so it looked like they were checking their messages.
Right.
Like they had to shoot it as if so that no one would stop them.
Sure.
But that also means even in the trailer you can see the acting. Involved,
right.
Which, I mean, I totally understand why.
Of course.
What?
Acting.
Anything?
All right, let's move on from Escape from the
Let's
Mind.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's escape from it.
But since you brought up Star Wars.
I am want to.
So are there going to be lightsaber shaped marshmallows?
There might be. Can we now confirm? Well, they do have a deal with Kellogg's, so that is true.
Oh.
So the likelihood.
Oh, really?
And there have been lightsaber shaped marshmallows in cereal, I believe, in the past.
I believe so.
So that's the likelihood of not returning.
Pretty sure there were marshmallow Jar Jar Binks.
I believe so.
Misa no like that.
Oh, boo. So what was the big Star Wars news this week that they've confirmed some sort of that they are going to be origin story standalones, right? Is that?
Was that confirmed?
I believe that was confirmed.
Yeah, I do know that that they did make an announcement. Did they whittle it down to three possible choices for the two movies?
I did not hear.
The Adventures of Young Han Solo.
Right.
Some sort of Boba Fett standalone movie.
Right. Which are the two big suspects? Oh, and the other
one. And Yoda.
I heard Kenobi, which I would be okay with.
Kenobi?
Yeah. Yeah, I hope some sort of Obi-Wan story.
Like the book, like the new book. You may be confusing it with the release of the book that happened.
No, yeah, but I thought that I had read that was one of the names that they were talking about.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
I don't know, that's pretty interesting because that coincides with an article that came out last week where Ewan McGregor said
he'd be
he would love to go back and do another Star Wars movie.
So my opinion on those, yes to Boba Fett, yes to Han Solo, no to Yoda, and yes to Kenobi, would be my personal opinion.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a Yoda movie. I want Yoda to remain a mystery.
Yeah, I don't think they can do an effective Kenobi movie and have it be effective because he's on Tatooine in that story.
Right.
And he's dealing with like local Tatooine sandcrawler.
Unless they go way back. Unless they go like Kenobi up to leading into Episode One, that's an origin story more than
if they did a combination where they bounced
between the two, maybe
that would be very interesting.
Sure.
It's just not gonna. They can't do it without having spaceships. You don't need spaceships because he is stranded on Tatooine.
Right.
So in personal exile. So
it'd be interesting.
If they did it,
what if
it's
an end of life story?
There you go.
They already did that in episode 4. If they did like young, you know, like young Kenobi, hello, this is Qui-Gon Jinn. He'll be your master. You know, like that kind of.
That's what I mean.
But they intermix that with him being on Tatooine.
Sort of parallels between it and blah, blah, blah.
That would be interesting.
That'd be interesting.
Thematic relevance, if you will.
J.J. Abrams, done with Star Trek.
Right. Yeah,
not done producing.
But no longer directing.
No, no longer.
He's
got
to focus on Star Wars,
and rightfully so.
Yeah, right.
Good on him.
They're expecting though one of his guys is just going to take over.
Yeah, was it Orsi or Robert Orsi?
And Kurtzman, by the way, should never be allowed near anything again because I saw Sleepy Hollow. Holy shit.
Listen, you know, listen, we all knew that that was going to be a piece of shit.
Although,
listen, if I may quote,
although the online reaction hasn't been all negative.
Well, then the online community is a bunch of turds because that movie.
Yeah, let's totally diss all of our fan base.
Pilot sucked a dick.
I did not watch
it. Did you lose your head over it? You're welcome, guys.
You know, if I may quote, really? We just talked about this? If I may quote Galaxy Quest,
yes,
by Grabthar's hammer, what a piece of shit! Like,
I don't think that's actually what they said.
I may have paraphrased, but oh my god, it was terrible. And that was, I think that's who was involved in that, was those guys.
Right, yeah.
Since we're talking about TV, which we're not, I did see Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
How was that?
Yeah. Funny.
You know, the only reason I wanted to watch that was Andre Brower.
And that was really good.
That came out officially, like aired.
Yeah,
I think this week,
yesterday or the day before.
I'll take a look at it. All the trailers made it look like a prolonged SNL sketch. Like,
yeah, you know what?
Funny.
You know what it is, and that's true. But you know what it is? It is a parody of
a procedural.
It is. It is a parody of. That's exactly what it is. It's a parody of like
Law and Order, CSI.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Now, I know you have Fios. Who do you have as your cable provider?
I am an Xfinity person.
You are an Xfinity. Boo. So, let me ask you this.
Comcast.
Did anything that you may have, should have set to record this past week, record? Because Comcast recorded nothing for me this past
week.
Well, I don't know why.
It depends on which system you have.
I don't have that new
that
fancy
I don't
system.
Necessarily DVR much.
Okay.
Because I resort to other methods
to watch
TV, mainly because the problems I have with Fios notwithstanding, they have better image quality.
Right.
And I'd rather grab a full video from there. And then I have, you know, I watch on their website. They have a lot of really good programs. So, no, I haven't DVR'd
anything. I don't know why, but my DVR shit the bed this week.
I apologize.
Well, let me also on the flip side of Brooklyn Nine-Nine would be Dad's.
How, and it was Dad's terrible?
Dreck.
Yeah, that was the Seth MacFarlane show.
Absolutely.
And I was curious because of Seth Green.
Utter
dreck. And Giovanni Ribisi.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they're pretty good.
Do they make some funny references? Ha ha, it was dreck.
Yeah.
Dreck. Right.
This one was El Stinko. Huh?
Yeah, really bad.
I already took
it off my DVR. It's that bad.
I will say he has an archival DVR. There's a lot of
yeah.
I will say this very quickly. As usual, Breaking Bad, holy shit.
Right.
I'm not going to say anything else, just holy shit. And Key and Peele, I don't know if you guys watch this at all.
I love that show.
Hilarious show.
It's one of my favorites.
They're really likable guys. The in-between sketches. If you only watch the sketches on YouTube, the in-between stuff where it's like a live audience.
Yeah.
It's an In
also really
Color
funny.
For the 21st century.
It's like a Chappelle show
it's
for
more
the
like
2010s.
It reminds me more of Chappelle's show, but with two guys, a little bit cleaner, and just...
It's not that it's
Chappelle
clean.
They should get Chappelle to guest on that show.
That'd be great. It's not that it's clean. It's that it's not that like crazy insane. You know what I mean?
But
I understand what you're saying. There's not like crack addicts everywhere.
Right. There's not like crack addicts.
But
it is
really good. And I have seen the early premiere of season 3, episode 1 and 2. Still funny.
Donkey Teeth.
It's
one of my favorites.
Face versus West. Check that out. You should link that. That'd be awesome.
Wow, there's like so many different spots that I want to go to with the news right now. But the Hogwarts in the ghetto, the wizarding school in the ghetto is like another really hilarious bit.
Yeah, they're great.
All right, so do we go Breaking Bad or do we go Harry Potter? Let's go Breaking Bad.
Sure.
Breaking Bad's getting a spinoff.
They are. Interesting.
And I haven't heard anything. No one is excited about this from what I understand.
Well, you know, Bob Odenkirk he's actually a comedic actor, a comedian.
Sure.
Who plays Saul Goodman.
Yeah, if you don't know Bob Odenkirk, you just don't know that you do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And which is a play on Saul Goodman. That's why they named it that character. And he is a hilarious, so honest about being dishonest, you know, two-bit lawyer with, you know, a ridiculous office and all this kind of stuff, and a hilarious security guard. So basically,
is that the spinoff?
It's gonna be it's gonna be a dark comedy set in Albuquerque.
But it's a prequel.
Because my guess is something happens to that character in the show. But it's gonna be a prequel of all the ridiculous crimes and people he's gonna represent. So, is it gonna be Breaking Bad-ish? Probably not.
No.
Is it gonna be something that we're all gonna watch and say, eh? Probably.
Probably.
That's what I'm assuming.
All right.
I like Bob Odenkirk and I like Breaking Bad, but I'm not that excited. No.
Also getting a spinoff, since we're talking spinoffs, Walking Dead.
Yeah.
The premise is it's going to follow just another group outside of Rick and the Governor's group, but at the same time, more or less.
That's
is it going to be, is it, so
it'll just be a different part of the country,
is it only on the web? Is it going to air after Walking Dead? Like, what's the plan for this?
No, I think AMC is going to air it.
And is this an all-new group, nobody from the book?
Yes, this is, but Robert Kirkman is involved.
Wait. That's good. So what you're saying is they're going to do a tail section, if you will.
Yeah, exactly.
As an entirely separate show.
And I'm excited because now this will be two zombie shows that I don't have to watch on television.
But they're the same zombie show. So I guess the question is there anything different about it? Or is it just like introducing new characters, but in a different hour?
It hasn't started yet. How can we possibly
Because they could have said, picture The Walking Dead, but we're going to focus more on this element of it. Or we're going to actually do this
thing. I don't think that they've boiled it down quite that far.
Because I'm worried that it's going to be too similar. And people are going to be like, at least I get 2 hours of Walking Dead.
Well, that's what my basis for not watching it would be. So, if it's completely different, if they somehow figure out how to change the tone or speed it up or something different than
speed
what Walking
would
Dead
be nice.
Would be dead, then maybe I would watch it.
You know, I think there's a lot of possibility there.
Sure.
And they could do some cool stuff.
Sure.
My guess is it'll be a lot of the same.
Yeah.
But in a city.
Right, exactly.
Of a countryside, like, you know, whatever.
And I can't barely get through Walking Dead.
Do it not in the U.S. and you'd be good. You mean the Crawling Dead?
The fucking governor.
The interesting pacing Dead.
Just bringing back the fucking governor.
Yeah.
So obnoxious and annoying.
Yep.
Let's talk about Harry Potter.
I like Walking Dead,
which is fine. This isn't one of those. And fuck you if you like Walking Dead. If you like it. That's cool.
You're entitled to
your
opinion.
It is quite possibly one of the most boring shows on television for me to watch. So,
what else you got in the news? Harry Potter. Okay.
Let's talk about Harry Potter. Because that was fairly significant. This news.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I predicted
about.
This years
I know nothing
ago.
About Harry Potter.
Are you serious? You don't know what we're talking about at all?
I don't. I read the first book. Wasn't that when it came out?
Right,
wasn't that great?
This is the sum up. Have you ever watched the movies?
No, I haven't.
You really should.
I'm going to do that.
I think that you would enjoy them.
If I were the winner of that box set that you gave away.
And I would go so far as to say that you may want to consider reading the books. It's not really going to be a lot of time out of your life.
Yeah.
The books are really good.
I'll go with the movies.
We could do the movies like a festival at
How about
house.
Day of the Potter.
I would even say if you wanted to skip the first two books and start reading with the third book through book 7.
Do a little Wikipedia action.
Yeah, watch the movies for the first two, and then fill in the blanks for 3.
Or just watch
all
the movies.
I'll definitely check out the movies. But yeah, what do we got?
So pretty much what happened was Warner Brothers has decided that they can no longer rely on DC movies to be their tentpole. And so they're going back to the well, and they want to do a Harry Potter movie. They want to do a Wizarding Is it a Harry Potter movie?
It's a Harry Potter world movie.
World movie. It's going to be
set in the world of
Harry
Potter.
The book is Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Now J.K. Rowling wrote this as a like charity auction book, right? She was the sales of this book went to some charity. She hand wrote it, but then they printed it.
Oh,
and it was like remember they put out those two little thin books.
One
was red and one was green.
Yeah.
So that's what it's based on. But it's something that was referenced in the books and movies as well. As a matter of fact, the author of the book is Newt Scrimgeour, whose son marries Luna Lovegood.
Right.
In the story. It's a prequel to Harry Potter, and it takes place outside of Hogwarts. It takes place like in a city. So it's going to be a lot of muggly things.
Right.
Apparently. Do I think it's interesting? I do. I think it's smart to go back to that world because I think that world is really rich and I think there are a lot of stories to tell outside of the Harry Potter story that's being told. I think it's great that Rowling is doing it. I just read today that there's actually a clause in her contract that they can't rewrite anything that she does.
Right.
That she's got final and that's it, which I think is very interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't necessarily blame her for that. And I think it's probably an okay concession.
Yeah, when did she
regard.
Do filmmaking before? I'm just saying it's different pacing and storytelling.
I think rewriting dialogue is what we're talking about here, not rewriting, you know, this angle, that angle.
She just has final say? Or is she going to write something and they're going to go, so let's do it this way, and she's going to say, no, go fuck yourself.
I don't know that. I didn't quite.
Disney and George
or sod off.
I didn't quite read into it enough or saw if they said that specifically.
Yeah.
Either way, I think it's a good idea.
No, no,
it makes sense for Warner Brothers.
I understand. It's her universe.
And Warner Brothers also said this week that they still have a lot of hope for the DC universe. And
find out more.
Real quick, since we brought it up, Ben Affleck.
That's really funny. It's like, no, listen, anybody can recover from cancer.
Right.
Anybody can recover from stage 4 cancer.
Ben Affleck did an interview on, was it Fallon?
It was Fallon. I didn't see it yet, though.
And I didn't see it, but I read it.
Can
I read
we link
about
it?
It?
I know it's
and,
out there.
Yeah, yeah. And pretty much he said that the studio warned him before they made the announcement. And they sent him a bunch of information, and it was like, look, this is the fan response we've seen for other Batman castings.
Uh-huh.
Brace yourself. Wow. So he knew.
So they sent him. They sent him some.
His response was pretty much, "Yeah, okay, I've been."
They sent him some Zoloft.
Yeah. His response pretty much could have been, "Oh yeah, Gigli."
Yeah.
But like, oh right.
I see your Michael.
Oh, you've been here before.
Raise you, Bennifer.
Right. Exactly.
Wow.
And then they also said that, or they confirmed that this Batman is an older, more experienced, war-torn Batman, which absolutely makes sense for the casting of Ben Affleck. I wouldn't expect them to go with origin story Batman in that casting.
Well, then Superman is magically going to age in this movie, too?
No, I don't think so. I think that it's going to be Superman is just...
What's your thing again? Cool Whip on dog shit?
That's it.
All right.
I think it's just Superman is younger than Batman is.
All right, let's move on before we get caught up in this again.
The last thing that I wanted to mention was The Flash.
Okay.
Grant Gustin.
I have one thing after this, whenever you're...
Okay.
Yep.
Grant Gustin, who is formerly on Glee,
I have no idea
has been cast as The Flash.
In
for
what?
For the TV show. For Arrow, and then for the pilot spinoff TV show. That
gotcha.
I don't know this guy from a hole in the wall.
Well, looks like a One Direction...
Well... Okay, but so my opinion is he looks like a Barry Allen, a young Barry Allen. I'll give him that. He looks like he fits in with the world of Arrow, based on his look.
I've only seen one or two episodes of Arrow, and I agree with you. I totally get what you're saying.
I hope that he's good.
Was John Wesley Shipp not available for the role?
John Wesley Shipp backed out of New York Comic Con.
Did he?
He's on the canceled guest list.
No.
Yeah, he's not going to be there. He's probably upset about this.
I wanted to get a new I wanted to get a new drop from him because the one we have isn't so good.
How great would it have been if they did who was the other Flash? Who was the second Flash after Barry Allen in the books?
Oh my God, I can't remember his name.
How awesome would it have been if they did that Flash, but John Wesley Shipp made an appearance?
It was Kid Flash, but I can't
Barry
remember
Allen.
Which Kid Flash
it
was.
I can't remember.
And then
remember
it was
the
Speedy. Not Speedy. Impulse.
Impulse, right. Yeah. So we have a Flash for Arrow season 2 and the eventual Flash.
It's only had one season?
Arrow?
Yeah.
Yes. It's
really?
A very successful season, but yes.
That's very interesting. Because that and Whose Line Is It Anyway are the only shows on CW that anyone cares about.
I know, amazingly enough.
So
right.
it's impressive that they actually...
you know what else I wanted to mention real quick? Sci-Fi picked up Bitten.
What the hell?
It's a Canadian werewolf show. My initial reaction is, and then I'm like, well, they're hoping that it's as good as Orphan Black. And that's all I want to say.
Okay. Right? Well, oh, man, Orphan Black.
Exactly. They're hoping, like, well, Orphan Black is from Canada. That was successful.
When is season 2 coming out?
I don't even know if it's...
Oh, I hope
I don't
so.
Even know that they're begun
greenlit.
Filming.
It got
it's
greenlit,
always greenlit,
but I
don't
know
even know that they've begun filming.
I have no idea.
All right, you have something.
I do. So, everyone...
Yes.
...was online.
Yes.
On Tuesday.
Correct.
Or Monday midnight,
right.
12:01.
At GameStop
once
or
they
wherever.
Got... Wait, I don't mean in queue. I mean literally on the web, online,
right.
After they got home.
We're not going to do this in product? We're doing this now?
You think this is a product thing?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, I got a couple of product things.
Yeah, we'll do it now.
All right.
We'll throw
so,
it in the car, my bad.
What am I talking about? We've talked about on the show before, GTA 5.
Right.
Holy shit.
Now, have there been any... There's been one hiccup. Is that correct?
There was a minor thing, which
something
is,
about it, installing disc
yeah, it
two.
Comes, it comes with two discs, and you install disc one, and then you play off of disc two. But there's always been an option on the Xbox, if you have a big enough hard drive, to install the second.
Right.
Like, install your game, and then just put in the disc to run it, so that way your disc drive doesn't spin out and shit.
Right.
Don't do that with GTA 5, because apparently it causes, like, texture pop-in, pop-out issues. Nothing, like, catastrophic, but
right.
Don't do it. Big deal.
Otherwise, everything has been great.
Otherwise,
from what I've read.
Holy, you know, to me, I'm only a couple hours in.
Right.
I didn't have a lot of time, been pretty busy, as we mentioned earlier. But the game is awesome. That's really what I got. I mean, everything from GTA 4 that was really cool. Me, I like a little cell phone integration thing that pops up in the corner. They made everything better from what I can tell.
Right.
The shooting and driving and all the gameplay stuff feels tighter and better. And to me, a lot of it has to do with the world itself. And those awesome little touches they put in. So, for example, if you're driving down the highway, and yes, there are cops, and the cops are really smart now. They'll, like, run you off the road, and you're like, oh, I can't just hide in a ditch anymore. I got to run away from them. You know, the like, for example, you're listening to the radio with their hilarious, ridiculous talk shows and really good playlists, and you drive past a certain point, you get static, and then it changes because you're far enough out where a different radio station takes over. And that's like that small thing that makes me think, damn, they spent a lot of time and a lot of care in this world.
Yes, yes, yes. But we all want to know the answer to the question, the only question anyone wants to know, how many hookers have you killed?
None.
Wow. None.
However, there is a story early on where you help your friend who's clearly is a hooker.
Right, right.
Like she went down a long path. It's just, it's so far really good storytelling, really open world, do whatever you want. A lot of cool stuff like that. I've flown a plane so far.
Yeah. Graphics still look into a building very nicely still?
They do. It still looks really good, way better than GTA 4.
Because I'm going to say, I want to say this. This might be controversial. I don't know. The commercials that they're running for GTA 5?
Yeah.
Some of the graphics in the commercials don't look amazing.
Here's the thing.
They look kind of shitty, actually.
It's been... So GTA 5 has been in development, I'm sure, for a fuck ton of time.
Right, yeah.
Just because of how big it is and how much depth there is and how much shit there is to do.
Yeah, I'll talk about that in a second.
I have been to a strip club, by the way, in the game. Because why not? It showed up on my phone, like, go to a strip club. Like, all right, I'll check it out. And, you know, it has to fit on the 360 and the PS3. And we've seen games for the Xbox One and the next generation. So when you start upping your bar, you're like, I'm expecting this. And then you see the 360, you're like, yeah, it doesn't look as good as
right.
And a lot of commercials are the pre-rendered CG stuff.
Right.
So the game, for how big it is and all that stuff, looks really good. Destruction's really good. Gameplay's really good. The bottom line is, though, we've seen Watch Dogs enough where that looks so amazing because it's next gen that you're a little spoiled by that.
Sure.
But it's not bad distracting from the gameplay. It's totally fine. For what you're doing.
I was listening to an interview with Laszlo from Rockstar Games.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't confirm, but, you know, daintily walked around sort of pretty much that GTA 5 obviously is out now and already, you know, pre-production has begun on GTA 6 because it just takes that long.
Oh, of course.
To develop those games.
Did they say anything about Red Dead Redemption 2?
No. They're probably doing a bunch of DLC because we all know GTA 4 had Ballad of Gay Tony and all these awesome games that came with it. And the other thing that we're hoping to launch soon is Grand Theft Auto Online.
Right.
Which, if you looked at, is just a huge open world badass. The whole
the map is like ginormous.
It's fucking huge. And you get a map and the box with it and everything. Really cool.
When does that come?
We don't know.
Oh.
As far as I know, we don't know. There may be a date up there that I'm not letting
Did you
know.
Check out the multiplayer, the online multiplayer?
That's what I'm saying. That's not.
That's the part.
Oh, that hasn't happened yet. Oh, so not right out of the gate, no multiplayer on GTA 5.
I don't. Not that I've seen yet, but I try to go through, you know, a lot of story stuff first. And then, you know, if I want to play with friends, I'll definitely do that. But I'll let you know. You may want to get it just when the online part comes out so you can have some fun.
Yeah.
But so far, really good game. I'm enjoying it, and I'll bring you a little bit more when I know more.
Nice.
Yeah. So go out and get it.
Awesome. All right. Fair enough.
And with that, gentlemen, I think we should bring segment one of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 302, to a close. And
take our first break.
Yeah, that's
You're
it.
You're okay.
Take our first
just
break.
Just keep going.
Just a brain just quit in the middle there.
Remember, we're not doing any tangents.
Spinning baseball.
And we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Adam West from Batman and Family Guy and a few other things.
Who is it this time? Commissioner, Joker, Egghead, Riddler, King Tut?
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 302, Back to Form.
Yeah.
Before we move on with the show, of course, we should mention one of our lovely sponsors.
There's so many.
Superpower Collectibles.
No, not yet.
Suburban Vinyl?
You know what? Let's do Superpower Collectibles early tonight.
Whoa.
flipping the sponsor.
Back but, to wait, 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 wait. I thought we'd do it in alphabetical order. That's why we go with Suburban Vinyl. No?
Super, you know, it does work out that way.
Suburban. Yeah, I guess so.
It's SUB versus SUP.
Suburban. Superpower Collectibles.
Which one are we doing? Pick one.
Superpower Collectibles.
Superpower Collectibles. Superpowercollectibles.com for all of your geeky goodness.
All of it.
Yes. Comics, toys, action figures. Also sponsoring one of our New York Comic Con giveaways.
Yes.
So you should check out superpowercollectibles.com for a ton.
Wow.
Of good.
Is that ton T-O-N or T-O-N-N-E?
Yes. And speaking of tons, there is a coupon code.
There is a coupon code, and that is?
It's Big Kev.
It is.
Oh, wow.
Big Kev. Wow, a little self-deprecating.
No.
Over there.
I'll nice. Get there. I'll get there. It's longer than that. Using the coupon code BigKev gets you $10 off any order of $50 or more.
Right.
20%.
An order of $100
right.
gets you free shipping.
Correct.
On most things.
Even if it's a ton of stuff.
Oh.
No, no?
More like...
Uncertain. Well, really, it's uncertain items.
Right.
Right? And then a $1,000 purchase from Superpower Collectibles.
Right.
It's you and the sexy OG in a night you'll never forget.
Oh, that's right. We're flipping this around, so I've gotten tagged now.
Oh, no, not OG. I'm sorry. Scapegoat.
Yep.
So should've, back to you.
Should have thrown it right there. Should have known.
Yeah, and my number is 425-920-6050 if you want to leave me a sexy message.
But seriously, check out Superpower Collectibles.
Yes!
It's a great sponsor, and I think we could probably move on with the rest of the show.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Geek stuff. Comics.
So from not counting to counting to not counting to counting.
You know, you can...
Now listen, now this is the punishment.
We are back to form.
The punishment is now, I'm going to just mush that stinger in there.
Why can't you...
Just mush it in.
You can just make a little break, and then you slide it down a little bit, and get the stinger in there.
Just mush it right in there.
Wow. Comics. Yeah. Regrettably, I have to inform you that another issue of Daredevil has come out. Issue 31.
31?
Yeah.
In a row?
I know. Wasn't it like last week or 2 weeks ago? This book bi-monthly? I can't even believe that they're doing it monthly. featuring Chris Samnee, Eisner Award winner for Best Penciler and Inker. And Mark Waid doing the writing. And I'm just checking the back. Yes, there will be another issue.
Oh, lovely.
No. So, yeah. I think this book is... I mean, I have to say this much. The art kind of in this issue looks kind of like the art in the issue. I'm not a big fan of Chris Samnee. I don't understand why he's winning awards. There it is. And then the only other single issues I got this week were all the Batman... not Batman, but the new 52 standalone villain books.
There's an obnoxious number of them.
I know. So Batman Detective Comics.
You mean there's 20... an obnoxious number of point something episodes
yes.
of them? Okay.
Yes, obnoxious. Batman Detective Comics.
Is this 23.7? 23.3. Yeah.
Scarecrow.
Right.
And I got, of course, all the lenticular covers.
That's right.
This is Batman The Dark Knight 23.3, which is Clayface.
Right.
Batman and Robin, which is Ra's al Ghul and the League of Assassins.
Right.
That's also 23.3. And then lastly, it's just Batman, 23.3, The Penguin.
And aside from those, Justice League of America 7.2 yes. was out this week. Mm-hmm. But there's like, you know, Teen Titans point 23.1, Swamp Thing 23.1, all the point ones, Justice League Dark is out this week. I mean, it's an obnoxious number.
Yep.
Of these. And someone today said on Twitter, a listener to this show, I forget his handle, it's Graham something or other, but he said, he's like...
Graham Norton?
He's like, you know, I think his comment was something about, you know, buying, having to buy more shitty issues, you know, and I
read Daredevil, I know how he feels.
And I said, well, why are you buying them then? And he's like, but the covers are so pretty. And I was like, well, all right, so just convince yourself you're spending $4.99 on a bunch of mini prints. Because
yeah, there you go.
That's it. Right? Is it four? Are they $4.99 the lenticular covers?
I think they're $3.99.
Are they $3.99?
The non-lenticular, right, so, I believe, is $2.99.
Okay.
So you know, for the extra buck.
Hey, you know what though? That's at least they're not charging you too much more.
Yeah.
$3.99 is normally the deluxe, the cost of the deluxe issues anyway.
Or so, a normal Marvel book.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So it's fine. No, Daredevil is $2.99. Oh, $2.99.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did get some trades also, OG. I got The Sixth Gun.
What's that
volume
about?
Volume number 5.
Jesus this Christ, is, 5?
Yeah, 5. Why? Are you trader waitering this one? You should be if
I'm,
you're not.
I'm wizard conning that one.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
It's like trader waitering, only in bulk.
We've talked about this quite a bit in the past. It was it's kind of a mystical Western, you know, which is normally not something that I enjoy when
you
mix mysticism and magic and things with other genres like the Old West.
Or Madonna.
Correct. It's not something I normally would enjoy. However, I think this book is fantastic.
Yeah, I've heard lots of good.
I was actually very excited to see this book come out. So definitely check it out. Cullen Bunn is the writer.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Hurt and Bill Crabtree taking care of
so Bun Hurt and Crabs, huh?
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going with it. Written by Cullen Bunn, illustrated by Brian Hurt, and colored by Bill Crabtree.
I don't want to knock these gentlemen. The book is lovely.
You can't. I mean, you can knock their names, but the book is fantastic, and this one looks exceptionally good. So I'm very excited to be able to read that. Picked up a new thing, Oj.
Yeah.
I picked up 5 Ghosts.
Which is what?
Now,
I see it's Image.
I should say the Sixth Gun is from Oni Press. I
right.
Say that. Yeah, this is from Image.
Who's the art by? It looks very interesting.
I don't know. Exactly. And thank you. That's exactly why I picked it up. Frank J. Barbier and Chris Mooneyham.
Oh, I know. I know Barbier, I believe. I've seen his stuff.
He's the writer, sir.
Is the writer?
I think he's the writer.
That I've seen. Yeah. I've seen stuff that he's written for. Who's the artist in it?
Chris Mooneyham.
I don't know how that is.
Where are these names coming from? Colors by Lauren Affey and S.M. Viduari. And it's essentially, I'm going to give you just the flavor text.
Do it.
After a tragic encounter with an artifact known as the Dreamstone, infamous treasure hunter Fabian Gray was possessed by 5 literary ghosts and has been granted access to their unique abilities.
Mm.
So,
Fabian Gray, is that some sort of Dorian Gray reference?
I don't think so. I don't believe he's one of the references.
Okay.
So, the art is really interesting. It really just seems like... It seems like it should take place in the Hellboy universe.
I was going to say there's a BPRD,
yeah,
Mignoli.
And look at the art. It's really nice. It's very stylized, but it is still really nice stuff.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this collects single issues that I was unaware of.
Okay. So that's volume 1. Is this correct?
What's that?
That's volume 1.
This is volume 1.
Okay.
Yes. You want to take a look?
I do.
I picked this up.
That came out last week.
No, it came out this week.
No, it came out last week.
No, it came out this week.
We talked about it last week.
We
it
did
absolutely
not.
Came out
did
last
we?
Week. Yes, it came out last week.
I think your list or my list.
My list is previews.
All right, let's
it talk. Could be on OG.5.
Oh, no. If that's your list, that's not always correct.
Okay.
Just to let you know.
All right.
So this is Legacy Book 2, hardcover edition from Dark Horse. It's Star Wars Legacy Book 2. So this is the original Legacy comic book, which they have collected in slightly smaller version, a slightly smaller size than the original book or the trades that came out, having to do with Cade Skywalker, the distant relative of Luke Skywalker. And
great-great-great-grandson?
Something like that. He is considered, it's 126 years after Return of the Jedi.
All right, so a couple,
however,
few generations.
Few generations, yeah. So this one's going to run you $34.99, big, giant, thick hardcover book. It's a little smaller in size and scale, but this is a really nice readable size, I'd like to say. This is the book every Star Wars fan is talking about, and it's also the book that every non-Star Wars fan is talking about because it's actually a really great Star Wars story.
That would be a great inspiration for a series of films.
Wasn't...
Absolutely. Wait, I totally agree.
Wasn't the other big book that came out the original Star Wars script?
That came out 2 weeks ago.
We mentioned it in single issues. It started.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The Star Wars.
Star Wars, it's called. Yeah.
But I'm Trader Waitering it. So. But that said... what's funny about this is volume two,
right?
My retailer X did not get volume one.
Okay.
Like for some reason, cause I asked him and I'm like, why didn't I get it? And he's like, well, I didn't get it. And I was like, what? He goes, I don't know. I'm going to get it. So
Amazon.
Yeah. No. He's going to get it. But, I'm very excited because I think I read about half of this series and I never got to finish the other half. And this is the kind of volume where I could read it in its entirety.
Well, I'm going to say our listeners should go to BigHipsGeekStuff.com and click on the Amazon link.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
And order volumes one and two.
Oh, is that
awesome series.
Is that what you were doing?
And they should order this book and read it because it is fantastic.
It absolutely is. And volume three, I believe, is going to be solicited in previews, which comes out next week.
So. Yeah, there was quite an uproar when that book got canceled.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now there's another one.
There is another one. Mm-hmm. And it's good. But it's not that good.
But it's not as good. Yeah, that's what
it's good. It just ain't that good.
Well, what can you do? You can't please everyone.
Oh, absolutely.
That's all I have for comics. All
right.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
Product.
You got some stuff for us?
Actually, you know what? I am gonna do something, but you could start with that.
Oh, okay. Well, this is the... again, it seems like, didn't we just do this yesterday? A brand new Batman black and white statue by Raphael Grandpa. No, I'm not even... Look.
Didn't
you
he
look
do
the
last one?
No.
We talked about Raphael Grandpa recently.
That one was coming, I think.
It's probably like... It's probably like Grandpa or something.
That
like
it
that.
Is.
But really, it's Grandpa. Raphael Grandpa.
Show me Bunhurt again.
But it's sculpted I believe it's sculpted by, yes it is, friend of this program, Jean Saint Jean. Or John Saint Jean. Or Jean Saint Jean.
I like the style on
Jean
this
Valjean.
One.
Not Jean Valjean. No.
I like this one.
Oh,
you know
I
what I like
too.
About this one? Something about the cape.
Yes, and you know what you'll like about it? It's got this weird texture. Jean really, really was able to capture the feel of it. Yeah, I know where you're going, the way it is around the neck there.
It almost reminds me a little bit of Gotham by
Gaslight. Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well. I really like the design. The drawing is on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to point out is that texture that is even present in the drawing is also very present in the sculpting. I mean, we've talked about Jean St. John, John St. Jean. I'm just going to say Gene. We've talked about Gene's work for years. He's been a friend of this show for years, even way back in the day when he worked for McFarlane Toys. We were following his work. And it's so great to see him get these kind of pieces to be able to sculpt. I had the privilege of seeing this piece out of the box already, OG.
Yeah.
Amazing. I mean, amazing. One of the best sculpted ones, I have to say that, and I'm being honest about that. Terrific, terrific stuff.
And now I want to see someone do a Gotham by Gaslight.
I know.
Batman Black and White statue.
And it should, well, wasn't that Mignola?
No.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Gotham by Gaslight wasn't Mignola?
I don't think so.
Scapegoat looked that up.
Was there ever an action figure of Gotham by
Gaslight?
There was. There was, right?
Mm-hmm. Two of them,
I
got to
seek
that. Think.
I got to seek that out.
$79.95.
It was Mignola.
It was Mignola.
$79.95 is the retail price.
Right.
You can look up the action figure as well, Scapegoat,
doing
and
it.
See. I thought there was two, honestly.
Yeah, one was a two-pack with Red Sun Superman, wasn't it, or something like that?
No, that was
an Elseworlds pack,
wasn't
it?
That was a different one. It wasn't Gotham, I guess.
Okay.
It was the Batman from that universe.
Okay.
$80 it's going to run you from DC Collectibles. You know, we've talked about it before. What did we say last time? Is this the 51st one or something like that?
Yeah.
Just a little gray matter before we move on. The best-selling line of statues continues with a striking rendition of the Dark Knight sculpted in the unique style of Brazilian artist Raphael Grandpa.
Yeah.
So, obrigado to you, Raphael Grandpa. That's the one word in Portuguese that I know. And, yeah, so definitely check that out from DC Collectibles. OG will put pictures up on the website.
But, of course. Go ahead. You have something?
Action figure? Something?
Continue, Bigger.
Well, speaking of action figures and Batman, I have to say, I'm a really huge fan of this, but I'm terrified of getting drawn in.
Of that line, you mean?
Yeah, I really want all of them, but I really don't want any of them.
Okay,
right?
Fair enough.
But, of course, I had to have this one. And what we're talking about is the Batman classic TV series action figures from Mattel. Yes, that's right. The Batman TV show from the 60s. We all know it. Burt Ward and what's his name that played Batman?
Adam West.
Adam West. Just making sure you're paying attention.
Wow.
A full line of figures. This comes with collector's card. I have the Joker here, very surprised. It does have a great likeness to Cesar Romero. And what's really great about this is, are you going to look for it?
I want to look for the likeness.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Look right under his nose.
The mustache they painted over.
So the fact that when Cesar Romero played the Joker on the TV show, he refused to shave his mustache, so they merely make-upped
right over his little, thin, awful mustache.
Yeah. It was perfectly visible most of the time.
Most of the time.
Other figures in the line include Batman, the Riddler, the Penguin, Catwoman, and I believe that is the... that is the Julie Newmar.
I was just going to ask, which Catwoman is it? Is it Eartha?
I believe it's Julie Newmar. Yeah. There are three.
There's Julie Newmar.
Uh-huh. Eartha Kitt. And Lee Merriweather.
Oh, Lee I always forget Lee Merriweather.
She was in the movie.
Yeah, I know, but I always forget her.
Which, since we brought up the movie, the other figure in the line surfs up Batman. Nice. The Batman with the Bermuda shorts and surfboard.
Yeah, ridiculous.
I almost literally got him today. I think I'm going to get him next week because I couldn't buy so many of these things all at once. But the Joker figure is outstanding. It really is a great line. Now, they had a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. It was kind of the Batman doing the Batusi.
The Batusi,
in a little TV, like with 60. I have to have that. I don't have it yet. I think that one I'm going to have to actually track down and get. And then there's the two-pack. The two-pack is the only Robin figure that they have released thus far. He hasn't been released as a single. The two-pack is them, you are able to situate them climbing up the wall.
Oh, nice.
Up the rope on the wall, which I think is great to have. Just like you have here in the studio, like a little bookshelf.
Yeah.
Having the two of them climbing up the side of the bookshelf.
Yeah.
Fucking priceless.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Made by Mattel, of course. I wonder, did the Four Horsemen do these?
I don't know.
That we would have to find out, but they're really well done. Whoever did them, it kind of feels like it would be something they would have done.
Did you know? Talking about that, but talking about the Joker. That Lego put out a big Joker figure, but with the alarm clock in the chest.
No.
Yeah. So friend of the show George sent that to me. Does Kev know about this?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I saw that, but I didn't see what you call it. The picture didn't come through, so I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. It's
it just come out?
Well, he sent this to me maybe a week ago or
Thursday. It didn't come out last year.
No, I think it's fairly new.
Well, then George, the answer is no, I didn't know about it. And the other answer is I'm going to own one as soon as I'm able to find one.
Right. Toys R Us always has those.
They always do. And they have, I have at least three or four of the Star Wars ones.
Sure.
The Joker one, however, I would actually put next to my bed.
Right. And use.
Yeah,
it would be functional as well. Totally.
Did you have something, OJ?
You know, I did, but I'm looking at the clock and I think it could probably wait.
Okay. Well, I got one more.
Oh, then it can definitely wait.
Well, what's yours? Let's see which one's
better. No, it's okay. We'll do yours.
No, let's just do a visual thing. Which one's better? This one is mine.
Well, mine was one of our Comic-Con exclusives, but we'll do yours.
Well, why don't we do yours then?
Okay.
That
and we'll
seems
save
more
that.
More important than this.
All right.
Watch. I'm going to do this one in like 6 seconds.
Go ahead.
This is a 501st vinyl bank from Diamond Select. You've seen them before because they've just reissued them with new paint.
You've surpassed 6 seconds.
Thank you. Well, that's kind of it. Check it out. It's about $23. It'll probably be available at Toys R Us. It's the 501st It's technically phase two armor.
Right.
Thank you.
Real quick, Kotobukiya Astromech Droid for New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
Gotta have it.
I know.
I'm gonna pre-order it, I think.
You can pre-order it?
Yeah, I sent you the link like 2 days ago.
To pre-order it?
Yes.
Through Kodo?
Yes.
Oh my God. From Kodo, yeah, Kodo
official,
that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's $29.99.
Oh my God, I gotta do that.
Yeah.
Send me that link again.
Check your email. It's in your inbox.
I did.
So I wasn't gonna do this, but let's do it. Since we have three and we have 3 weeks left.
Oh, he sent them already?
Oh yeah, I've had them. I've had them for like 2 weeks, three weeks.
Wow. Okay.
So this is going to be the Rich Page, Dickie Page, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, New York Comic Con.
You know, I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm really kind of upset that I wasn't able to get Dickie Page.
He's got a lot of stuff going on.
I know.
I just thought it was conducive.
I wanted to offer him space in my home to stay, and it just kind of didn't work out the way that I hoped it would.
This is Peggy Candycorn.
I love Dickie Page.
Continuing in his food-themed line of toys, which I really love. I've got a bunch of them, actually. My son has a bunch of them. My son now has Pepper Popcorn, Dee Dee the Cupcake, and the Lollipop.
What's your son doing with the collectible toys?
Because he's got good taste. Because they're blue, and he likes them.
Oh.
And he's got good taste. So this is Peggy.
Uh-huh.
Limited to 6 pieces. $40 is the get on them.
Wow.
I kind of sent a teaser image of this out already once or twice.
Right.
And a lot of people are showing interest. So I don't suspect that this will make it the entire run. But I will say
that we've had to change the price
to
$90.
No, what I will say is if for some reason, which I really don't anticipate this to be the case, but if for some reason these don't sell out during New York Comic Con, we will put them up on the website.
Yeah.
Immediately after.
In a bidding war.
But I suggest that Function if you style. Really want one of these,
uh-huh.
you come by our booth early.
Which is that?
Z16.
And?
Z17.
Maybe. Who knows?
I think because we're a corner.
Are we a corner?
I think that's probably why it's two.
All right.
That's what I'm guessing. We see the floor mat. But yeah, so check out Peggy Candycorn. Again, $40, limited to 6 pieces. Candycorn. I'm saying.
No, it's kind of like almost holiday specific time for candy corn.
Candy corn is going to be a thing this year with our exclusives.
It is?
Yeah. So we'll talk about our next
exclusive. What does that mean?
Next week.
What does that mean?
That sounds like a tasty tease.
So it's a tasty tease. There you go.
But the exclusives I'm working on don't have that.
That's the yeah, well some of them have the theme and some of them don't. That's okay.
Just give them out with a piece of candy corn.
Yeah, there you go.
Are we going to have a big thing of candy corn?
Wait for it. We'll talk about it next week.
Oh.
So.
Big thing of candy corn.
So, yes, Peggy Candy Corn.
So, let me understand this correctly. If we're going to have a big thing of candy corn,
yes.
are we going to be forbidden from eating it? Because we ate the fucking Crave cereal last year.
Yeah, but candy corn doesn't make me shit cardboard.
Listen, Thursday night, last year at New York Comic Con, Thursday night was possibly one of the worst nights of my life.
I shit
a cardboard box.
listen. It came in a cardboard box and it went out in a cardboard box. Listen,
it came out with square edges.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fucking bad.
I understand. There's a couple of things here. One, exercise control. Right? Exercise a little control.
Okay, sure.
And B, I don't think candy corn has the same effect on your system.
Get your regularity.
But you
may
go into a sugar coma. So there's that.
That's different.
But we'll talk about candy corn a little bit more next week.
Oh, and looks like you've managed to bring us past the wrap up again.
Hey, listen.
Way to go.
It happens. But despite the fact that the music is playing.
Way to go, scapeout.
Despite the fact
Supposed
that the
to
music
keep us
is
on
playing.
Time so we can actually do all the segments, including the wrap-up. Nice.
Hey.
No, my goal is to not do a wrap-up.
That's right, my goal as well. Suburban Vinyl in Waldwick, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, them.
Don't forget, of course, if you're local, check out Suburban Vinyl in Waldwick, New Jersey.
Say hi-ho to Blink.
That's right, say hi-ho to Blink. Give them a hug. But if not, you could shop online at suburbanvinyl.com. And for that, there is also a coupon code, which is also Big Kev.
Uh-huh.
Which will get you
10% off your entire order.
There you go.
There you go.
So check out suburbanvinyl.com.
Nice.
Some great
that on my hand.
I saw it, and it's okay. New product, like, almost daily over there. It's intense.
Wow.
And they've got a bunch of New York Comic Con exclusives coming. They're going to be part of the Tenacious Toys Collective as far as booths go.
Oh, yeah?
So be sure to check them out at New York Comic Con.
Benny is brilliant.
Benny is brilliant.
Benny is brilliant.
Yes. We might have to. Anyway. So, yeah. Be sure to check out Suburban Vinyl.
He's not my type. You might have to.
But give him a kiss. Yank on the ponytail
a
little bit.
If I just go up to him and hug him and kiss him,
yeah,
there'll be a problem.
I don't know. He might be okay with it.
I don't know.
He might be okay with it.
I don't know.
I held his leg at Suburban Vinyl last time in a sexy pose.
Oh, my.
So, but,
I miss all the dirty parties at Suburban Vinyl.
But, yes, please check out Suburban
Vinyl. The other kind of vinyl.
And check them out at their local store.
SuburbanVinyl.com.
That's right. And, of course, don't forget to check us out at New York Comic Con. What? Did I miss something?
No, go ahead.
He was going to give the website.
Oh no! Oh,
he's starting at the top, working his way down.
Yeah, I'm that's prioritizing new things, and fading out with the same old detritus.
Yes, thank you.
Booth Z16 and possibly 17. Where that is at New York Comic Con?
Who knows?
Nobody knows.
What'll be in the booth when we arrive? No one knows.
But please add us to your My Show Planner.
Yes.
If you're going to New York Comic Con, go there and go to the website. Sign up for the My Show Planner. It's free and add us to it.
Yep. And if you're tired, we'll have sugary treats.
We will have some sugary treats. Also, we may be broadcasting. Recording.
Yeah.
At the show this year.
Possibly broadcasting.
And I hope to have some interviews involved in that. Yeah. Maybe some fan interaction.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be fun.
I think we're going to broadcast on AM radio.
Yes. I think it's going to be fun.
If only.
Of course, don't forget to check us out online over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
Yes.
And at Twitter, at BKGeekStuff, at GeekStuffOG.
And ScapegoatGS, where if you tweet me, I will tweet back.
But, that's right.
But other than that, not so good at tweeting.
And Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. I still say if we can get to 750 likes before New York Comic Con, we'll give something away.
Bang!
So there you
we
go.
We will have some raffle prizes.
We will have some raffle prizes.
Uh-huh.
And I think
you could also reach us on one other place.
What is that?
That'd be the GVM one.
Oh, what is it?
425-920-6050. Give us a message.
It's all true.
Huzzah!
Hey, speaking of which, are we ever going to integrate the ones that we used at the 300 celebration?
The voicemails?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think actually, I actually thought that I would, what we would do is...
Pepper?
We'll talk about it.
Oh.
What I was thinking was the week that we don't actually do a show, maybe we'll record intros and outros to just the voicemail.
Oh, that would be fun.
We'll do a voicemail show.
That would be fun.
To fill in for the
That's creative. That's like when TV shows cheat and they do a best of episode.
And that's exactly
what it is. No, sit around and they go, best of.
That reminds me of that time.
That's a flashback episode, sir.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
We're going to do the... We'll do the...
Yeah, exactly.
We'll do all that.
No, that's lame. We are not going to do that.
Anyway,
yep.
I think that's it for this week's episode.
That is it.
And OG, we will end this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, and we'll be right back.
No.
Oh.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
We didn't even do the. We didn't do the.
No, and
segment.
Thank God.
What the hell?
Thank God. We did do the trailer segment just without the singing. And kudos on that.
All right, but really what we'll do is bring this episode to a close by saying goodnight, Power Lords, soldiers, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever on, over rock and under tree. By caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever, ever on, under cloud and under star.